2 Samuel chapter 5. Then came all the tribes of Israel to David to Hebron, and spoke, saying, Behold, we are your bone and your flesh. Also in time past, when Shaul was king over us, you were the one that led out and brought in Israel, and Yahweh said to you, You shall feed my people Israel, and you shall be a captain over Israel. And so all the elders of Israel came to the king to Hebron, and King David made a league with them in Hebron before Yahweh, and they anointed David to be king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. In Hebron he reigned over Yehuda 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Yehuda. And the king and his men went to Jerusalem to the Jebusites and the inhabitants of the land, and spoke to David, saying, Except you take away the blind and the lame, you shall not come in here, thinking, David cannot come in here. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, and the same is the city of David. And David said on that day, Whoever gets up to the gutter and kills the Jebusites and the lame and the blind that are hated of David's soul, he shall be chief and captain. And for this reason they said, The blind and the lame shall not come into the house. And so David dwelt in the fort, and called it the city of David. And David built round about from Millo and inward. And David went on and grew great, and Yahweh, Elohim of hosts, was with him. And Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David, and cedar trees, and carpenters, and masons, and they built David a house. And David perceived that Yahweh had established him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for his people Israel's sake. And David took more concubines and wives out of Jerusalem after he was come from Hebron, and there were yet sons and daughters born to David. And these are the names of those that were born to him in Jerusalem: Shammua, and Shobab, and Nathan, and Solomon, Ibhar also, and Elishua, and Nepheg, and Japhia, and Elishama, and Eliada, and Eliphale. But when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek David, and David heard and went down to the hold. The Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of Yahweh, saying, Shall I go up to the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand? And Yahweh said to David, Go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hand. And David came to Baal-perazim, and David smote them there, and said, Yahweh has broken forth upon my enemies before me as the breach of waters. And therefore he called the name of that place Baal-perazim. And there they left their images, and David and his men burned them. And the Philistines came up yet again, and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of Yahweh, he said, You shall not go up, but fetch a compass behind them, and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And let it be, when you hear the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then you shall bestir yourself, for then shall Yahweh go out before you to smite the host of the Philistines. And David did so, as Yahweh had commanded him, and smote the Philistines from Geba until you come to Gezer. End of chapter 5.